Well, hello everyone. I'm James Dobson and you're listening to Family Talk, and I have something delightful to share with you today. It features a recording made with a 7-year-old boy named Kyle West. Some of you may remember him, who was my guest in the studio in 1999. What Happened That Day became my favorite radio program out of the 8,000 that we have aired through the years. Kyle West is now 31 years old, and I want to bring you up to date with this very delightful, intelligent, creative man. I really love this guy, and God has his hand on his life. At the end of the program today, I want to bring you up to date on what he's doing now, because this is a man worth knowing. So stay tuned for a charming conversation with a unique individual whom God continues to bless.
Yes, you are right, Dr. Dobson. And before we go there, we want our listeners to know that 13 years ago, you had a conversation with Kyle and his dad, a sort of retrospective back in 2010 when Kyle was 18 years of age. That was an update on his progress and his faith walk. And that will be the first part of what we listen to before we revisit the original conversation you had with him when he was a little boy of just 7 years of age in your first interview. So let's go there right now.
Let me take our listeners back to the time when a boy named Kyle West was attending a staff picnic, and so was I. There were 2,000 people there, and I was walking along, and I heard this little voice behind me, and I turned around, and it was, I found out later, Kyle West, and he was addressing me, so I walked over to him, and I leaned down, and we had an absolutely delightful conversation. I found that this is one of the brightest and most interesting and intelligent young men that I had ever met. He wasn't a young man at that time. He was just a boy, but he just captivated me. And so just sitting there spontaneously, I said, Kyle, I would love for you to come see me in my office sometime. And he said, well, I'll ask my dad, and maybe he'll bring me. And I thought that would be the end of it, but he actually came. And Bob, you and Sue brought Kyle. I ask you to bring Kyle directly to the studio, not to my office. Mm-hmm. And we came in and sat down, and the recorders were rolling. Kyle didn't know it. I mean, it was kind of a mean trick, right, Kyle? You had no idea you were being recorded.
Well, you know, I don't resent you for that, Dr. Dobson. let me just say, clear the air.
Well, as a result of that conversation, I mean, I think millions of people have heard your remarks as a 7-year-old boy. You know, Kyle has a wonderful sense of humor, and it came out in that interchange. Bob, I referred to you a minute ago, but I haven't introduced you. I'm talking not only to Kyle West, but to his dad, Bob West, and we're delighted to have you here. And I want to talk to you next time about something the Lord has laid on your heart, but we'll get into that later. For now, tell me about that occasion when you brought Kyle to talk with me in the studio.
Well, Doctor, it was a very interesting time for us because I was new. I had never met you. Huh. So to have all of this going on, and Kyle was really driving us. He's saying, you know, call him, get me in there. So to have us go into the studio, I was sitting in the corner on a little chair as you were talking to Kyle, and I'm thinking, I don't know what we're doing here, and why is my son talking to him at 7 years old?
Remember that when you tell me I'm not motivated, Dad.
Nobody's going to question that, Kyle.
And it really did start a series of events for us that has really been amazing.
And if I can kind of chime in on that same subject real quick, the thing that really I think through the years, just that whole experience has been one of the key just anchor points for my faith. That was a time in my life where absolutely beyond question, God showed up. You know, there is absolutely no room for denial or refusal of the fact that God's hand was on that.
And it's on you today. If we talk anymore, we're not going to hear the recording that was made on that day. And I know our listeners will want to hear it, and then we'll talk about it. So with that, let's hear a portion, at least, of what Kyle and I had to say to each other. Tell me why you wanted to talk to me.
You know, you're really strong in faith, as almost everybody in this city knows. And since you like to learn more and more about God, I thought you might like to hear the story about how God helped me through a surgery.
I really would like to know that. First of all, Kyle, you have cerebral palsy, don't you?
It's pronounced cerebral palsy.
Cerebral. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Can you say that? Cerebral palsy?
Yes, cerebral palsy.
Yes.
It's kind of difficult, hard work.
Okay, explain to me what that is.
Well, cerebral palsy, as I call it, is a disability.
Right.
It's called, like blindness and stuff. Uh-huh. Only this time it's a problem with the legs. You see, cerebral palsy makes the leg bones weaker than everybody else, so
yes.
Have trouble walking in your life.
Uh-huh. Well, let's tell everybody where you and I met. We had a picnic at Focus on the Family about a week ago, and I came to the picnic with my wife, Shirley, and you were there, and you said some things to me. Talk to me about what you said.
Well, what I basically said was that I was wondering if you would like to hear a story about how God helped me through a surgery.
I want to know that story, Kyle, and that's why I invited you here. I wanted you to tell me about it.
Well, you know how special needs kids always have to have surgery this and surgery that. And
yes.
Heel cords. Well, this was heel cords, and I was a little scared of that happening, and one night I couldn't get to sleep because I was too, frightened about the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom walked into the room, you know, how moms and dads walk into the room in the night a couple of times to
just check on you.
Yeah.
Right.
When she came into the room and I asked if we could pray for courage for the surgery. So she walked over to my bedside and we prayed, and the next day it was the day of the surgery. We drove to the hospital and, well, I wasn't so scared anymore. We sat down in the waiting room like most doctor appointments and surgeries and medication and things. After a few minutes, they put me on one of those pushable beds and
a gurney,
rolled me into the operation room or whatever it was called, and they tried to give me this medicine, and they said it would taste like orange and strawberry and stuff, but you know how doctors are, always say it's gonna taste like this and it's gonna taste real good, and then the medicine turns out to be tasting as yucky as a marker in your mouth. Well, I guess after they put me to sleep, they probably put the medicine on, unknown to me, and then it seemed like the second I fell asleep, I was awoken by one of the nurses.
It was all over.
I knew that when I had fallen asleep, my legs were free, uncasted. And then I saw that one of my legs, the one they did the heel cords on, was casted in a cast. The nurse or whatever gave me some instructions about what to eat. You know, my mom and dad had said we were going to go to Burger King for dinner because that's one of my favorite hamburger places. And we got into the car and drove away to Burger King, and that's the end of my story.
And the Lord was right there with you, Kyle, even when you were asleep. How many surgeries have you had so far?
Well, I'd say about four different surgeries.
Four surgeries, yeah. Are you going to have any more?
Well, It's hard to say for sure. You never know with Jesus, yes. You know.
Tell me, Kyle, when you became a Christian, when did you give your heart to Jesus?
Well, the whole family was at Grandma's, and, well, we were sitting down at the dinner table like any together family, about to have dinner. And when I heard my grandma's prayer for the, you know, the blessing for the food like we always have.
Yes.
I had this feeling it had to happen. So the minute Grandma was done with her prayer, I folded my hands again. My face fell half into the air like this. And I asked God to come into my heart.
And what did he say?
You can never actually hear Jesus saying, "Okay, Cal, I'm coming in," you know.
No, but you know that he heard you, don't you?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, how about a little later when you were baptized?
Well, my dad was the dunker in the water, and my mom was like the person with the towels. And after my testimony was said by one of my favorite Sunday school teachers, my dad chatted a few words through the microphone, and I was dunked.
You know, at the picnic, when I gave you a hug and got acquainted with you and asked you to come down and see us here at Focus on the Family, you thanked me for something. Do you remember what? The first thing you said to me.
All right, all right. For sponsoring my favorite radio program, Adventures in Odyssey.
Who's your favorite character in Odyssey?
Well, I'd say I like all of them, especially John Avery Whittaker, though. You know, I was counting on meeting the guy in the costume of him at the picnic because I can never seem to see him when I go to the visitor center just across from this building. I've never laid eyes on that character. And at the picnic, I was just dying to see him.
Did you get a chance to see him?
No, I didn't. I guess he wasn't there. But I wanted to see him so much, I told my dad and mom, keep your eyes peeled for a giant John Avery.
Well, I tell you what, your mom is sitting over there listening to us right now, and she's hearing me say this. And when Mr. Whittaker is here in that big costume, and you can come down, I'll make sure that you get a chance to talk to him and meet him. Is that all right?
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it. Sure, I would love that.
And thank you, Dr. Dawson. You will not regret this.
I don't really think I'm going to. Kyle, tell me what else I need to know about you. I want to know who you are. If I'm going to be friends with you, I need to know something about you, and I need to know what you think, and I need to know what you're scared of.
Well, are you sure we have all time to explain all that in 5 minutes? I'm sure you're tied up in like, I gotta do my radio program, and I've forgotten my important meeting with the Focus Council.
Well, you see, if I was too busy to talk to you, I wouldn't have invited you here. But I invited you here because this is your time, because I wanted to know you. I want to know more about you. What are your main wishes? What would you really like?
Main wishes? Well, after dinner time, if I've eaten my dinner good, I would like a 10-ton bowl of ice cream.
10-ton. You like ice cream?
Yeah. Especially chocolate chip cookie dough. Me and my dad cannot get enough of that flavored ice cream.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
One brother, one sister. My brother, he's number one annoying in this family. he's like five times in my life he's used me for a trampoline.
Oh, goodness. Is he older than you?
No, actually, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7, 4, and 2.
Well, tell me about your sister.
Well, she's the 2-year-old, and she doesn't father me as much as Jonathan. Sometimes it's really actually just mostly with she fathers me, it's usually wanting something that I have. You know?
Yeah, that's the way two-year-olds are. Yeah, what's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy, well, actually, toys aren't really my thing. It's mostly television.
And what television programs do you like?
Winnie the Pooh and, I have one Adventures in Odyssey video at all, but I would sure like to have more, but I can never seem to find any in a video store.
Well, my goodness.
If I ever do find any, we don't have any extra money at this point, but so we usually don't have enough cash to pay for it.
Listen, Kyle, I'm going to send you home with a bunch of videos and some Odyssey audio tapes, too. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Have you learned to read yet?
Well, in second grade, and second grade is kind of that goal, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Learning to solve math problems that fast and learning how to read.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, I'm glad you came to see us today. I was really looking forward to you being here.
Yeah.
And it is neat to get acquainted with you.
I just don't know how much I can thank you for sending me home with a mountain of Odyssey videos. I mean,
we're going to do that.
I didn't even ask.
No, you didn't.
Yet you generously donated like a 10-ton package of Odyssey videos to me.
Well, allow me to explain.
When I said 10-ton package, I meant just an expression.
I understand. Right. Kyle, you're a neat kid. Anything else you want to say to us?
Well, actually, that was about it, but if there's anything you want to say to me, I'd be happy to listen.
Well, there are several things. One is to stay close to Jesus. Don't ever forget that.
I am going to do that as much as possible, Dr. Yeah. James.
Do you think God has a purpose for your life, Kyle?
Well, I know God has a purpose for my life, but I know it's not going to be anything too important.
How do you know that? You don't know
What could God do with a boy with cerebral palsy?
Oh, Kyle, he can do wonderful things with you.
I know, it's just there are billions of other kids out there. Why would he want to use me?
Well, you ought to go home and get your mom to read a scripture to you in Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
You know, I've heard that scripture before, and I guess you're right, Dr. Dalton. No matter what disability we have or what thing or whatever sin we commit, God is always going to use us somehow.
That's right. And he's going to use you. And I think he's going to use you for great things.
I might even become a missionary.
Wouldn't that be something?
I might be a missionary that converted an entire company to Jesus. I could be a famous history missionary when this age is over.
I like the way you're thinking. I don't like what you said first, where you said that God couldn't use you. Now he's saying he can win a whole company for Jesus. Okay, Kyle, you going to give me another hug? Will you
sure,
do that?
Sure, Dr. Dobson. What are new friends for?
Yeah, what are new friends for? I'm coming over. Okay.
And I so much want to thank you for giving me 5 whole minutes of your time.
It's a little more than that.
It brings my heart great. You mean we went over our amount of time?
No. This is the amount of time I expected.
Oh.
It brings great, what did you say?
It brings great joy to my heart. I mean, at the picnic, I may have been dying to meet John Avery Whittaker, but I was twice as dying to meet you.
Twice as dying to meet me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You know how kids are so excited about meeting the head honcho of the company.
Oh, my. I'm Roger Varsh, jumping back in for a brief moment once again with the head honcho to let you know that we are going to make a time shift now and will return to an 18-year-old Kyle speaking with Dr. Dobson about his progress right here on Family Talk.
Kyle, there was magic in our interaction there. We've been sitting here laughing as we listen to it again. What is your reaction going back?
Well, first of all, I noticed how squeaky I sound on the tape. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it really does just overwhelm me the way that God used that moment, because I remember honestly being embarrassed that I'd made that comment. I had no idea where that came from.
Which comment?
The how can God use a boy with cerebral palsy? You know, I as I remember pretty distinctly, a lot of my comments subsequent to that were trying to go back and like cover up, you know, compensate for my pretty, you know, not very Christian sounding comment right there. But just the way that God took what I considered a moment of my weakness and turned it into something that impacted so many people. I mean, it really is almost a textbook example of what the scripture says, that my power is made perfect in weakness, you know?
Yeah.
And it just really is overwhelming that way.
I have heard that a number of people have found the Lord because of hearing the interview with me and a 7-year-old boy.
Well, it truly was amazing that after that broadcast, we started receiving letters. People just started writing to Kyle and to us and just letting us know how it affected. And people with disabilities, grandparents whose grandchildren had disabilities. One letter from a gentleman who said he gave his life to Christ. He pulled over on the side of the road and gave his life to Christ because of Kyle. And
I thought, that's something.
How amazing for a parent to have their child at 7 years old used by God in such a mighty way. It really blew us away.
Well, we want to talk more about that next time. But the clock has gotten away from us. I do want to take a second to let our listeners know what God has done with you, Kyle. I predicted it. I was right, because I know that the Lord loves every one of us, and He loves you. Here are some of Kyle's accomplishments. He participated eloquently in the Truth Project, Del Tackett's program. That's been seen by millions of people. He is a member of the Colorado Springs Mayor's 100 Teens. That was actually 2007-2008. He's a member of the Colorado Springs Gazette's Top 20 Best and Brightest. He's been a speech and debate team captain and a national tournament qualifier. He was the editor of the school newspaper, copy editor. He was the Liberty High School Distinguished Scholar. And he was the president of the 4-H Club. He participated in high school theater, and on it goes. Kyle, you were a superstar, and you still are, and you're now off to college.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, college is going to be a new experience, a kind of a new frontier, but I cannot wait to see what the opportunities are that the Lord has for me, and also just the people He's going to bring into my life. I still have a lot of, you know, growing up to do, I guess, in a lot of ways, and I think it's going to be an opportunity for that.
Yeah, you know what? I do too. Don't we all? All right, we're going to finish this conversation tomorrow. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank
and
you, Doctor.
Kyle, it's good to have you back here.
And, great to be back.
We will pick up right here next time.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson again, and you're listening to an interview I conducted with a 7-year-old boy named Kyle West. You also heard the voice of his father, Bob West, who was an executive with Focus on the Family at the time. Now about Kyle. He was born with cerebral palsy and was confined to a wheelchair and had many surgeries. He's indomitable. But as you heard, I met him in 1999. But let me bring you up to date on this remarkable child. After graduating from high school, he went on to Patrick Henry College and earned a degree in the classics.
after which he earned a master's degree in Greek and Roman history at the University of Colorado Boulder. But he still wasn't through with his education. He went to the University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League school, and there he earned a PhD in the classics. And now he's teaching Greek mythology at Patrick Henry College. So we're very proud of this man. He's dedicated his life to the Lord. So we congratulate Kyle for what he's done with his life. And if you would like to have a copy of this recording, just write me and I'll be happy to send it to you. Hope you enjoyed the program today. We're going to air part two tomorrow, so be sure you're there.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.